This year, nearly 500,000 people will go fishing in Long Island Sound, and between recreational and commercial fishermen, the harvest will be about 6 million fish. This week on Field Notes, naturalist Lori Sanders catches up with Connecticut researchers who are monitoring the diversity and health of fish living in the Sound.
We're cruising about a mile off Bridgeport, Connecticut. Stretching from the back of the boat are long cables attached to a trawl net. The net has been in the water for nearly 30 minutes, cruising along the bottom in about 70 feet of water. That beeping is the signal that it's time to haul in the net, and the crew goes into action. In less than 2 minutes, they've suited up. Rubber coveralls, boots, gloves, hard hats. As the hydraulic crank pulls in the net, they take their positions. Kirk Gottschall of Connecticut's Department of Environmental Protection is one of the project's directors.
As you're going to see, when the net comes on the table here and we're doing our sorting, we have a lot of young of the year individuals. They're very, very small. We're not going to see that so much in the springtime. The fall time, we have an awful lot of fish that are on their migratory patterns. They're heading south and they filter into Long Island Sound. So we'll catch more of the bluefish and the stripers.
As the net comes out of the water and nears the back of the boat, two of the crew grab it and swing it over a large table. Releasing a clip at the bottom of the net, they open it up, and hundreds of fish cascade onto the table. Immediately, the crew begins sorting the fish into tanks full of water, trying to keep as many alive as possible.
Atlantic mackerel on that one. Two species of sea robins. We have a northern sea robin, striped sea robin. There's not a lot of small young of the years in this catch like we have been getting in the deeper mud and transition sites. But, horseshoe crabs is pretty typical. Less scup on this toe than we've seen in the last few days, but probably about the average size we've been catching it.
For Gottschall, this catch is typical in terms of species composition. But for the uninitiated, the table presents an impressive array of colors, sizes, and shapes. There are spiny dogfish, whiskered sea robins, and creatures that fishermen could never catch with a hook and line. Pale squid with coal black eyes, fish with great names like hog choker, and in this haul, dozens of thin silvery moonfish that look like something you'd expect to see in tropical waters. During its 24-year history, Connecticut's Trawl Survey has recorded nearly 100 species of fish in Long Island Sound. Its original purpose was to get a handle on the abundance of a few of the species that were commercially and recreationally important. Now Gottschall and his crew collect data on almost everything they catch, every fish, lobster, horseshoe crab, squid, they all get counted, weighed, and measured.
33.
And with that very complete 30. And long-term data set, Gottschall and his team can get a better picture
43.
Of the overall health of Long Island Sound's fish populations. And they can also track whether a change in abundance in a certain species is a short-term fluctuation or a long-term trend.
So we got 8 lobsters on that toe. Not terribly exciting right there. It's In the fall period, it would be pretty common to get anywhere between 2 and 700 lobsters per toe. That was at the height of the lobster fishery in 1997-98 period. Since the die-off, this is a typical catch for this area now. Under a dozen lobsters, not very good. And looks like this spring was one of our lowest years for lobster abundance. Catches were very low on the trawl survey. And I don't see much better the fall period here.
And lobsters are not alone. According to project co-leader Deb Pasilio, in the last decade, worrisome population declines have been observed in several fish species, including once plentiful winter flounder. In the mid-1980s, she says, fishermen were catching more than 1 million winter flounder each year. Last year's catch estimate was under 8,000.
We're very concerned about the population of winter flounder in Long Island Sound. There seems to be something that's unexplained that we can't account for in our numbers. We see, in some cases, good production of young of year, and then they don't track through past age 3 or 4, and we don't know why that is. It may be predation from something like striped bass, whose population has increased incredibly in the last couple decades, actually, but we don't know for sure.
Although the catch data can't identify the cause of an increase or decrease, the patterns of abundance and decline that these trawl surveys detect are the basis for management decisions about catch limits and size quotas for Long Island Sound. Gottschall says the data are also used to help model the fishing stocks off of New England, which he says are directly affected by how well the fish are doing here in Long Island Sound.
Just by looking at this table right now, there's a lot of young of the year fish. They're using this shallower estuary for, you know, basically a nursery ground. If you don't tow the right gear type or you don't sample to catch those smaller sizes, you would never know that Long Island Sound is really a pretty dynamic habitat for some of these juvenile species.
Later this month, the crew will haul up trawl sample number 200, their last net full of fish, to complete this year's survey of Long Island Sound. For Field Notes, I'm Laurie Sanders.
Smooth dogfish. A few more mantis shrimp.
And for more on Connecticut's Department of Environmental Protection trawl survey, you can visit the Field Notes webpage at WFCR.org.